the morning.
It's a new day on 94.9
WSJM.
It's the best way to get your day started.
John Wallace, fill it in for Pat. He'll be back for you later this week. He's in Washington, D.C. for the National Public Television board and the national board meetings, because he doesn't serve on enough boards either, Brianne. So Monday morning money talk with United Federal Credit Union. I'll fill in with for Pat today. It's Brianne Schmidtke with me. Josh, husband, builds houses for a living, for those who don't know. And you spent a lot of years over at Harbor Shores and
now at United. Yeah, thanks for the plug for Josh. He'll be happy, except he's up north hunting right now. So.
Well, he could be streaming live.
He could be deep in the woods. Yeah, I was with Harbor Shores in a previous role and with the Inn at Harbor Shores. And I love my friends over there. Big shout out to them. But I'm now with United. So
good company.
It's a great company. And I can't say enough good about them. They are a great employer, great organization. And it's like the small company feel, but they're in six regions. It's really great. They care about members and enhancing lives. So I'm really happy to be there.
Yeah. We're going to go over this real brief and quickly. The annually United Federal does this. The Holiday 500 Sweepstakes is going on. If you want more information, you can find it on the facebook.com/UnitedFUCU or just UnitedFCU.com/Holiday500, because otherwise we'd be having lawyers in here and we'd be talking for hours about all the disclosures.
Yeah, I can tell you it involves Visa, your Visa card, and it involves holiday shopping. And there's a component in there for Toys for Tots.
Do we have holidays coming up?
I know.
Got 1, 3, and 5-year-olds, so you're a hearty. Oh,
it pains me to think about this. My pocketbook is in pain right now. So check out our sweepstakes. It's unitedfcu.com/holiday500. So those are all the details you ever want to know about it. And it's kind of exciting. So, but today I thought maybe we could talk about holiday shopping tips. Everybody has to get out there and do some gift giving at one time or another. If you're starting now or if you're starting later, why not have some good tips to kind of go by, right?
Well, figure out ways to save money and ways to protect yourself, too, when you're out shopping and using your, whether it's a debit card or a credit card or both.
Absolutely. So a couple of tips that we found useful. One of them is find free shipping. This is a big one. This could save you a lot of money. And sometimes there will be free shipping codes out there when you're shopping online. And if you can't find one, why not check out a local retailer? Because you could just end up saving a little bit of money that way, and you're supporting local businesses. So that's always a winner.
Plus, you don't have to worry about it breaking and shipping, because you can just take it to your car and
absolutely.
Hide it in the closet so the kids can't find it.
And even though shipping is quick nowadays, you can run out and grab something even faster, right? Yeah. promo codes. I don't know if you use promo codes, but
I do at times.
Yeah. And maybe I'm not a pro, but promo code like you're a pro, and it matters which promo codes you use first. So some retailers will let you use 2, 3, 4, but make sure that you're prioritizing them the right way to save the most. So if you can use multiple promo codes, play around with that and do a little trial and error.
Tell me about survival of the fittest.
Well, holidays are really tough. They're really stressful.
This means before I get in line to get into Best Buy at 2 a.m. on Black Friday, I should be going to the gym? That's not what you mean, is it?
No, but I mean, that wouldn't hurt, I guess. But let's stress less, plan ahead, grab a buddy. You can plan your route. So I've noticed my family members planning their route before Black Friday to hit those big retailers.
They're mapping it out.
Right. And they hit the stores they want at the times they want, and they get all the good stuff. So if you map it out and you plan ahead, it takes a little bit of that stress
away. Then they get home in time for leftovers and football.
That's right.
College football on Friday.
Of course. There's an app for that. There's an app for
budgeting?
Everything.
Well, yeah, there's an app for everything.
But we like United's app. And if you're a member, you'll have access to online banking. So you can check out your savings account, your checking account, your Visa card, and just keep tabs on that budget. It's a free app. And there are plenty of apps out there that also help with shopping, but we like this one. If you have a smartphone, you can
price check.
if you're standing in a store and you want to make sure that you can find the best deal on that item. Some retailers, if you find the best deal out there, they might match it.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah. And if you don't ask, you never find out.
That's right. Don't be shy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, because every dollar counts. You know, there's a couple of us in the region who have unlimited funds to spend, but the vast majority
Not
of
it.
Us, we have limited budgets, especially if we're, you know, getting another diamond for the wife or, you know, whatever it is she needs because she comes first.
That's all right. Let's hope Josh is pod streaming right now. Let's hope he heard that. We like diamonds here. Another way to save some money and to shop like a pro is to be a follower.
So, on social media, you mean?
Social media, yeah. So if you go to the retailers of choice and you check out their social media pages, you might just find the best deals. You can also check out bloggers, just bloggers that are out there that are compiling all of that data for you. So search around and be a follower.
I think that being, whether it's family members or just a group of friends, of working on this together, because none of us can have time to look at every site and follow everything. So, for instance, if you follow Kohl's and I follow TJ Maxx and my wife follows Best Buy or whatever, you know, then we can go, we know what each other's looking for and where we're going. And maybe we even make that a group fun thing on if we're going out on Black Friday, but in general in shopping to go, hey, I found a special and I know that you're looking for this for the 2-year-old, the 3-year-old, whatever it may be.
Yeah, absolutely. So pay attention to the social media feeds during that time frame, especially.
It's fun for me because mine are all older, you know, and all they want is cash.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Hey. That's easy.
That's not too bad. Right now,
let me get you that United Federal Visa card, gift card. I just walk into a branch.
That's right. Come on in.
What else have we got here? The price checking we just talked about.
Sometimes if you are a little bit last season, as they say, you'll save some money. So if you don't have to have the season's trendiest, you know, electronic item or handbag, it might make somebody on your list still very happy to have something from last season that's amazing. So check those things out. Those might not be on the end caps. You'll have to do a little bit of searching, but last year's big hits in the retail shops.
My mother just got handed down from her brother an iPhone 4. So, an iPhone's or an iPhone 10, and she's tickled pink to have an iPhone 4. Other than it's so small, you know, we might upgrade her to, say, an iPhone 5, and she'd still be tickled pink.
She'd still be happy with that. And you know, there's a setting for font. Make it as large as possible.
Yeah, with my bifocals, I need that too. Brianne, what's your official title over at United?
Oh, I'm campaign manager. So I work on the corporate marketing team, and we get all the campaigns out the door in a timely fashion.
Excellent.
We're excited to be going in an exciting direction.
Especially because you've got so many states. I mean, you know, we have this main corporate campaign too, but sometimes you have to vary what happens in each region because folks shop differently.
That's right. We have a regional marketing team also that does a lot in each of the regions that's really specific. So, you know, from fundraisers to boosts in campaigns to just really reaching out to members.
Well, and to all the community development you guys, United Federal does in all the regions, not just here in Southwest Michigan.
Mm-hmm. So. Happy to be part of that team.
Yeah.
So for more information, though, we have unitedfcu.com for any of the positions that we're hiring for. Take a look there. And then unitedfcu.com/holiday500 for our sweepstakes.
Wonderful. Rand Schmidtke, United Federal Credit Union on Monday Morning Money Talk. Thanks for coming in and good luck with your holiday season, 1, 3, and 5, oh Lord.
Thanks for having me.
I remember those ages.